More class action suits were filed today by residents of Flint over the effects of living with lead-tainted water. Michael Pitt is one of the attorneys representing the people of Flint, and he is with us now. Michael, exactly what are the suits claiming? What are you seeking?
In the Court of Claims case that was filed on Friday, we have brought claims against the state of Michigan directly for the financial harm that has been caused by this man-made tragedy. One of the features of that case is that we have brought a claim for unjust taking of property under the Michigan Constitution. As you know, condemnation is part of the Michigan Constitution, and there is a doctrine in the law called inverse condemnation, where the state can be held responsible if it takes action, creates situations that impair or diminish the value of a property owner's property. And so that is exactly what has happened here. This is a state-created situation. Property values have diminished tremendously, and that court of claims case is designed to compensate people for this unconstitutional taking of property.
So in a practical case, someone who may want to get out of Flint may want to sell their house, and then the house doesn't clear inspection because of the water problem. That's what we're talking about.
Well, the other problem is, of course, you may not find a buyer because of the widespread catastrophe that's occurred there.
Right.
So the state should be held responsible for essentially taking, confiscating people's property. The other case was filed in Genesee County Circuit Court. It is a claim that focuses on the gross negligence and intentional misconduct of city and state lower-level employees. As your listeners may know, there is a broad immunity in the state of Michigan. For instance, Dan Wyatt, who is the former director of Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, cannot be sued for damages in circuit court because he has been granted by the legislature absolute immunity. That's regrettable, but that's the law. Lower-level individuals who are responsible for what happened can be sued for gross negligence and intentional misconduct. The case that we filed today in Genesee County Circuit Court focuses on the misconduct of employees in the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. What we have learned so far is that there was widespread knowledge within these agencies about the public health emergency that was facing the citizens of Flint. And this knowledge goes back to the fall of 2014. They remain silent. No public official, when they are faced with a public emergency, should remain silent.
Let me ask you, are you also including state or county health officials and city water officials?
City water officials are included in the suit. At this point, we have not brought any legal claims against county employees. What develops in the future remains to be seen, but there was silence when the law required employees of both of these agencies to speak out. I don't know how many lives could have been basically prevented from being ruined by people speaking out about the public health emergency that they saw within their own internal documents and data collection.
Michael, was there any thought of addressing the EPA in this?
The claims against EPA are very problematic from a legal standpoint. It's very difficult to sue the EPA, any federal agency. Claims against federal agencies have to be brought under a law called the Federal Tort Claims Act. It's very difficult, and it would be something that could be looked at later on, but at this point, we are focusing more on what is happening on the ground here in Michigan.
You had mentioned Governor Snyder. I understand you also are including former Flint emergency managers Darnell Early and Jerry Ambrose.
That's right. Well, those two individuals that you mentioned are also absolutely immune from tort liability. That's unfortunate, but that's the way the emergency manager law was written. The legislature granted the emergency managers absolute immunity from tort liability in the state of Michigan. However, as you know, there is a federal court case that was filed on November 13. These emergency managers are defendants in that case, and the state immunity laws that protect them in circuit court will not protect them in the federal proceeding. So that helps explains why we have three class actions pending, one in federal court that was filed on November 13th, court of claims case against the state of Michigan that was filed on Friday, and claims against individuals filed today in Genesee County Circuit Court. All three cases address the same problem from different legal angles, and we hope that together these three cases will provide the financial security for the victims of this terrible tragedy.
Do you have a dollar figure in mind?
No, we have not put together a proposal yet. Dr. Mona Hanna Atasha has already worked with economists to try to come up with a dollar value of the harm caused to a whole generation of Flint children and how much financial support they're going to need for their lifetimes. And the economist that she's worked with has placed this number in the billions. That is a scary-sounding number, but I think it's realistic in light of what has happened to thousands of children. At the last report I saw, there are 8,000 children in Flint under the age of six. Dr. Mona Hanna Atasha thinks that every one of them is a potential victim of lead poisoning. And if that is the case, then there's going to have to be a significant settlement fund created for the benefit of these children as they develop and grow.
Michael, what do you personally hope to see come out of these suits?
Our clients, and we've heard from over 500 people since we started the class action in federal court, we've heard many stories, and they're heartbreaking stories. Many of the people who have reached out to us have immediate financial needs. There are a lot of hardships that are occurring because of what's occurring here. I mean, for instance, I've talked to families who once a week go to a local motel outside of the city of Flint to shower and bathe. And they have to pay, you know, a hotel charge to just do what we take for granted. Those expenses build up, and many of these people that we talk to can't really afford these extra expenses in their lives. So somebody needs to step up immediately to help pay for the financial burdens that this has created for so many of our clients that we've talked to. That's on the short term. On the long term, there's going to be a need for a substantial settlement fund with proper administration so that people can tap into resources as they need them over the next 5, 10, 15 years or longer. And a settlement fund that is robust in its administration and funded adequately is what we hope to accomplish for our clients.
What's the timeline, do you think? How long do you think it's going to take for this to play out?
Well, the politics of this tragedy are interesting in the sense that there should be a movement to put this behind everybody and to resolve it as quickly as possible. That remains to be seen. Attorney General Schuette is in an interesting position. He has opened an investigation, yet his office is defending the federal court case. There's a serious potential conflict of interest here. How that plays out, I don't know. I expect to hear from Mr. Schuette's office by February 1st. That's the deadline for the response. So we'll know around February 1st how this is going to play out. If there's an aggressive response to the lawsuits, such as a motion to dismiss, I think we're in for a long haul. A long haul could be years. If there's a different response, which is let's try to resolve this, then the timeline could be 6 months. I hope it's the latter and not the former.
Michael Pitt is one of the attorneys representing the people in Flint in new class action suits filed today against Governor Snyder, two former Flint emergency managers, and a number of state, county, and other officials and agencies. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.